Welcome to Built Brave. Driven women sharing their stories to show others what is possible for them. Because we were all born brave. I'm your host, Lo Wentworth, and this is Built Brave. Are you ready? Hello, everyone. So, I want to talk about power. And I've been working on some things, reevaluating some things, where I want to take this podcast, what do I want to do in my coaching business, what does it look like announcing it, getting clarity on that for myself. And I've started reading biographies, which is a really interesting switch. So when I went into this personal development discovery myself, I would only read personal development books. And if I wanted to read a book for fun, like somehow I would guilt trip myself into being, but if I read this nonfiction book, then that time is for reading a personal development book and I should do that. And I need to gather all of that information. And during this time, I've rediscovered reading again and reading for fun. So yes, I have read some very cheesy teenage fiction novels. That is another universe. You know, I talked about this on an earlier podcast about giving permission to myself to do that and just have fun. Cheesy teenager novels, whatever. Some people have cheesy romantic novels. I have the cheesy teenager novel. It's very specific. But I want to talk about power, because a lot of things in this process of journaling, reflecting inward, and then putting pieces on different pieces of papers I have around to plan, figure out, and see all the dots connecting was power. And power, your personal power, cannot be taken away without consent. Your personal power cannot be taken away without consent. So that's where a lot of fear comes from, is afraid that your power is going to be taken away. Your power is going to be taken away on the decisions and how you want to manage your body. Your power is going to be taken away on how you want to be living your life. Your power is going to be taken away, I don't know, for just breathing. It's just crazy things, the stories us women tell ourselves, that we dim our light and, you know, consent to giving our power away. But one of the biographies I was reading, it just came out, and it's The Royal Diaries by Hilary Bunton Morgan. So she was on One Tree Hill. She was Peyton. She's also married to Jeffrey Morgan, who is Negan on Walking Dead. When he came about in the series, I stopped watching Walking Dead for very personal reasons, but also it just didn't resonate with me anymore. So, side note. So anyways, I'm reading The Royal Diaries, and the whole time it was just nice to know and witness someone writing down as she was taking her power back and rediscovering who she was. And so she was talking in the final pages about the Me Too movement and what she experienced on One Tree Hill, and how, you know, some people said were hush about it or didn't talk about it because they were afraid that it was career suicide, which is a very valid fear. And I do not shame those women for making those decisions. They made those decisions that were right for them. And that's all I ever ask of anyone, is making the decisions that are right for them. And I'm no one to judge to be like, oh, you should have spoken about what happened and all of that. There have been some things I haven't even spoken about yet, or I've took a long time to speak about because I had to go through my own stuff to figure it out and get clear on it and feel secure in my decision. So, but as this was going on, she checked in with herself, which is really important for anyone wanting to trust their decision and taking back power in their life, whether she would be okay for sharing her story if she would never do a gig again. Would she be okay with never acting in a show or a movie again? And she said, yeah, she would have been okay with it because of the life that she has created for herself. And I wanted to read this little quote because I thought it was very powerful as a summation of you taking your power back and you owning who you are is the freedom that everyone is seeking. Whether they are numbing themselves, they're wanting to be free of pain, whether they are wanting to be living their dreams and creating it and shifting and whatever it may be, they're wanting to feel free. We're all wanting to feel free because we have been caged to not share our whole selves. And if we share our whole selves, then that's radical and looked down upon, and we're not fitting into a box that is suffocating. Because I have been there. Like, if the past 5 years of my life have taught me anything, that it was a hell of a fight to get out of that box, to find myself again, to be secure with who I am. And before I say this quote, side conversation, I was having a conversation with my grandmama, and we've been having a lot of those conversations, deep conversations, and she goes, you know, I seem like I'm better than I was 5 years ago or even like a year ago and all of that. And I go, well, yeah, because I'm secure with who I am. And I'm like, that took me a second. And I'm like, oh, wow, I am secure with who I am. That doesn't mean I still have some shit to clean up, because we all do. And have some lessons and paying for some of the decisions that I've made for in the past. But I'm okay with it. Because of how I feel, of who I am now, and where I'm going. So getting back to this quote about freedom and taking your power back. There is a moment of absolute freedom when you realize that the things that used to scare you have no power over you anymore. I had that freedom to tell the truth. So let me repeat that. There is a moment of absolute freedom when you realize that the things that used to scare you have no power over you anymore. And once you realize that, you take your power back. Once you realize that, you give no F's. You do your own thing. You say, screw it, screw the world. This is who I am. This is the plot I'm taking. I am getting big. I'm taking up space. You can either join me and accept me who I am, or you can just slide to the left. But really, that's what it is. When you're secure in who you are, you take back your power. And the byproduct of that is you feel free. You get that sense of freedom. Now, it's not always easy. I'm going to always be real 100% with you guys. It's not always easy, but it is so, so worth it. It is so worth it. That is all anyone ever wants, is for them to be free to be themselves and do whatever the hell they want, to have power to make decisions that are best for them and have everyone else around them be okay with that and accept that they're making the decisions in any given moment that is best for them. And that we all have the power. We just give it away freely. No one can take power away from you without your consent. And once you realize the things you were terrified about happening, especially if they were mythical little imaginations in your mind, you know those worry times, because I go down those stories of what else could happen that never really happen. Yeah, once you realize that they don't have power over you, moving the mountains are easy. So yeah, so if you ever doubt yourself, feel like you are powerless, it just takes a micro shift in your mind to realize you are not powerless. You have the power to do something. You are able to reset your life. You're able to take control of your life. You are free to be whoever the hell you want to be and do whatever the hell you want. And once you realize that, you become unstoppable. It just requires you to give yourself permission first. And that's a lot of things that hold us back, and why we give our power away is because we seek perfect permission if we're doing it right. Are we doing it right? Are we looking good? Is the boat we're supposed to be doing? Am I following the rules? Yeah, I know there's that saying, ask for forgiveness later, but really, that's really hard, because sometimes people don't want to rock the boat, and rocking the boat is what needs to happen. So, go have some fun. I know this quarantine thing is getting real old real fast. A lot of people are getting real crazy. Different things are happening across the country, all of that. And it's an interesting time. It's still a stressful time because we're still living in the unknown of things. But even during this time where we've all felt powerless at one point of this journey, we're able to take that back. You're able to take your power back. And when you do that, you gain your freedom. So with that, go have some fun. Celebrate. Celebrate getting your power and freedom back. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Built Brave. If you love this episode, heck, if you like this episode, please head on over, give it a rate, review, subscribe, like, shout it out on your social media with your major takeaways and what you loved about the episode. And as always, tag me in that at Lo Wentworth, because I love hearing what you guys got out of the episodes. And until next time, remember, you've always been brave.